to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Hello, Dolphin fans, and thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily. I'm your host, Steve Amasso, on this Thursday, September 12th. Now, in this episode, we're going to be discussing a lot of small news things here and there that may not be major headlines. We're also going to be discussing kind of how we should be looking at this season and what we should really be expecting from the Dolphins throughout the duration of this very long season. And we're also going to be discussing some of the minor notes from this game coming up against the New England Patriots. So to start it off, we begin with former Dolphins great Cameron Wake, who is now a member of the Tennessee Titans. He was awarded the AFC Defensive Player of the Week last week. He had a great showing in that Titans upset win against the Cleveland Browns. He had 2.5 sacks and one for a safety. So just based off what Cameron Wake was able to do during his long tenure with the Miami Dolphins, I felt like it was right to give him a nice little shout out. He had a great performance. He continues to defy odds at his age and play at an extremely high level. It was sad to see him go. It was, I guess, the right decision given the direction the Dolphins wanted to take. But at the same time, you cannot be mad to see Cameron Wake being successful in this next portion of his career. So again, big round of applause for Cam Wake getting this AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Now we move on to some of the news regarding the Dolphins. The first one is Albert Wilson has an injury. It is being reported to be a hamstring injury and he was not seen at practice. So of course, he is listed as questionable for this game and it's something that's going to have to be monitored leading up to this game. So as we all know, Albert Wilson missed a good chunk of last season with that very severe hip injury. So we were hoping to get him back. All signs were pointing to him having that same level of elusiveness, but a tweak in his hamstring, again, as I discussed with Jakeem Grant, it's something that's typically addressed in a pretty serious way. It's something that they don't want to flare up. It's a very easy injury to re-aggravate based on my knowledge of watching football throughout my life. So expect them to ease Albert Wilson back into it. That's just what I expect. Hopefully he can make a showing. We all know how much of an impact he could have in this offense. So if he doesn't play, that will leave the Dolphins very shorthanded, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a guy like Isaiah Ford called up from the practice squad for this game. Now, if this was the same Adam Gase offense, I think it would be a huge blow to lose a guy like Albert Wilson, who would be a very key role in a short game, but the Dolphins, at least last week, were using these boundary receivers. We saw a pretty big game from Devontae Parker, and we also saw a nice game from Preston Williams. So if you're someone that for some odd reason has Preston Williams and Devontae Parker in your fantasy lineup, bless your soul, first of all, but second of all, maybe they could have some sort of increased volume, but I hope that you're not in that situation where you have to start either of those guys in your fantasy league. Now, we move on to the next bit of news, and it was a quote I liked hearing from Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's more funny than anything, given the situation he's in, but he said, quote, "In a sick way, I enjoy getting hit." And if that is true, then he came to the perfect place, because at the state of this offensive line right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to get hit a ton, and I'm sure he's going to be regret saying that. But as of now, in a Dolphins season where we really do need something to root for, the least we could hope for is Ryan Fitzpatrick to bring this entertainment element like how he did last year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and maybe he could help make this very hard to endure season just a little bit less miserable for us Dolphin fans. So as we move on, that's kind of the point I wanted to get into. All signs are really pointing to the fact that this is going to be a tough season for Dolphin fans. But like I said, the plan is that in the future, the Dolphins will be good, but we may have to take some rough moments right now. So I know it's very hard to not expect a win from your team. And as a fan of any team, I think you have the right to go in every single week, expect your team to be able to compete. But at least at the state of this roster right now and how the Dolphins performed last week, I think if you go into each game on a weekly basis expecting a win, then you're going to be let down a lot of the times. And I don't think that's the right way to necessarily approach it. Now, I'm not saying that you have to full on embrace the tank and just forget about this season. But if you go in every single week and you're just being let down constantly, it's going to become more and more rough. So what you could do this season to kind of temper your expectations a little bit is just look for these small small victories. And that's something that a lot of people have been saying on Twitter, to just look at the small victories and kind of cling onto that for some hope. So we look back at last week, and as miserable as it really was, you could in a way look at Devontae Parker's success and see and hope that maybe there's something there. You could look at Preston Williams having a pretty nice day and hope that there's something there. But last week was just the worst of the worst. And frankly, even though the Patriots are a tougher opponent than the Baltimore Ravens, who aren't typically known for their offense, I just can't really seem to think how we could possibly get much worse than that. Now, I don't want to jinx it, but I just don't think it could get much worse than the Baltimore Ravens game. So I'm knocking on wood, hoping that doesn't happen. But in this game, I'm expecting to see a little bit more of these small victories that we can kind of look at and kind of cling on to for some hope. So in this Patriots game that's coming up, some things I'm going to be looking at for these little small victories is, of course, going to be the receivers that I mentioned, Devontae Parker and Preston Williams. If they could string together another nice game, that could be a huge asset to whoever ends up being the franchise quarterback here in Miami. Another thing I'm going to be looking at is the defense, because frankly, that was the one expectation I had leading up to this season, that the defense would at least look solid. So I was extremely shocked to see that be the weakest point. I was shocked that this defense somehow managed to look even worse than a Matt Burke-led defense. So I'm hoping to see that even though the Patriots are by far a better team offensively than the Ravens in my mind, that the Dolphins can have some type of answer for this team. So I'm not necessarily expecting a victory, but if the Dolphins could at least keep this within a 20-point margin or in that area, and I know that's even a little bit rough to be saying, then I would consider that in a way a small victory, because I know you'd be able to give some of these younger, unproven guys some valuable reps, and who knows, maybe you could find a hidden gem of some sorts in one of these unproven guys on the team. So that's all I'm saying, to be looking out for these small victories, because if you're just expecting the team to somehow pull it all together and win a bunch of games, then I think you're going to be severely let down. So those are just my reasons of thinking heading into this season. Now we move on to the game between the Patriots and the Dolphins. Some things I'm going to be looking at and some of the expectations I have is, frankly, I think Sony Michel for the New England Patriots is going to be a powerhouse back in this game. You never know how the Patriots are going to be with their running backs. You don't know if it's going to be a Sony Michel heavy day, a James White, Rex Burkhead kind of game. But based on what we saw last week and Miami's struggles at stopping a guy like Mark Ingram, I do think the Patriots are just going to try to make it as easy of a game as they can. And that's going to be force feeding Sony Michel until the Dolphins can prove that they can stop him. So frankly, I don't know if I expect the Dolphins to be able to do so. I think Brian Flores knows the Patriots very, very well, so he is going to see this coming from a mile away. So maybe he is able to stop the run game and force Tom Brady to throw. Now, I know even then that is not an ideal situation, especially when you include the fact that Patriots just got Antonio Brown and they also have Josh Gordon, two extremely deadly weapons right there. But if the Patriots are just force feeding Sony Michel, then you are making it entirely too easy for them to walk away with this W. So I'm hoping to see Brian Flores address the run stop here and force Tom Brady to beat you. Because I know what everyone says, he's the GOAT, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but he is getting up there in age. The cliff is going to come eventually. His arm strength is not the same as it was when he was throwing these deep bombs to Randy Moss. So he is not going to be chucking these balls like Lamar Jackson was last week. So I'm really hoping at the very least the Dolphins can force the Patriots to throw. Now, I'm not saying that that will lead to a victory, but at the very least, what it could do is kind of ease some of the damage and make this a more tolerable game for us Dolphin fans. So when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, this is where I become very, very demoralized. The Patriots last week held the Steelers to 3 points. And keep in mind, the Steelers last season broke their franchise record for most touchdowns in a season. They had a lot of those key parts. The only one they were missing was, of course, Antonio Brown. But Ben Roethlisberger was there, James Conner was there, Juju was there. They could only get 3 points against the Patriots. So if the Dolphins are able to show any sort of life against this defense, then I will be a little bit surprised, because all things are pointing to this being a very rough game yet again for the Miami Dolphins offensively. And then as we look at the rest of the schedule, it doesn't really get much better until the bye week. The Dolphins face the Patriots, then they face the Cowboys in Dallas, and then they face the Los Angeles Chargers at home. So again, these are very high octane teams, teams that are all thought to have contender potential this season. So again, just really kind of limit your expectations. And I don't know what else to say. I don't want to sound like Mr. Negativity, but at the same time, I feel like it's my duty to be as honest as I can when I look at this team. And I don't want to just lie for the sake of optimism. What I can do is just say that, you know, hopefully we can power through these rough few games right here. And if the Dolphins are able to show some sort of life or even get a W in any of these games before the bye week, I'll take that as a massive victory for this team. So now, guys, I leave you with a question. What is your dream scenario for this Dolphins team when it comes to the upcoming drafts? Are you someone that's all in on Tua? Are you more hopeful of a guy like Trevor Lawrence in 2021? Do you like some of the guys that could be in the late rounds, like the third round or so? Guys like Jonathan Taylor, the running back out of Wisconsin. I know a lot of people are big on him. I'm going to tell you guys my dream scenario. It's going to be wacky. Please don't roast me for this, because I know it's not the likely scenario and it doesn't really make sense for a team that's rebuilding. But I'm just saying, if the Dolphins got not only Tua, but if they've got Jerry Jeudy too, my hype level as a fan of this Dolphins team would be at an all-time high. I've been someone who's been craving for a true number one receiver. We didn't hit with Ted Ginn. We didn't hit with Mike Wallace. Devontae Parker, we know what's happening here. I would love to get a guy that has this Julio Jones kind of potential in him, this Odell Beckham level superstar caliber receiver. I would just love to get a guy like this at some point in the future. Now, again, dream scenario, not something that I see as likely to happen, but I know that the offensive line is a huge need. We all saw how many needs there are at defense, so I know there's a bunch of more rational decisions that could be made. I just want to know, what are your most out there dream scenarios for the Dolphins moving forward? And that, again, could be Tua, Trevor Lawrence in the future. Maybe you don't even mind dropping to somebody like Herbert or Jordan Love. Let me know what you guys think. I would love to hear your opinion. As always, guys, it was a pleasure to be your host. You can follow me on Twitter. That's at Shady Steven. You can follow my podcast if you want to hear more from me. I discuss the Dolphins and the rest of the NFL, as well as do some cool giveaways. So check me out on there. That is at Via the Source. And of course, if you want Dolphins news, go to DolphinsTalk.com to stay updated, and follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter, please, guys. That is at Dolphins Talk. Guys, again, it was a pleasure to be your host. As always, guys, I'm Stephen Masso. This was your DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.